if you create a mentorship program where they know that the person that they are communicating with had genuinely gone through the same thing that they have, they would have that ability to relate and be open to their suggestions and to see that there is a life in Canada, that maybe they don't even necessarily return to Syria or any other nation that they are coming from because they have created such a new and wonderful life in Canada. And most of these refugees that I read the articles about, their situations in their home countries improved, and yet they maintain their position in Canada because their quality of life has truly grown in their time that they have been here. And that's something that I think is extremely unique for Canada. And we are definitely rich with citizens like that. And we should tap into them, only, of course, the ones that are willing. But I am sure that there would be ones, if they are willing to report on it and talk with journalists, why wouldn't they be open to hosting a conference, for example, that specifically invites those Syrian refugees that have come in, where they do a speech and inform them on everything that's going on? And then, of course, you could have another speaker coming in and allowing them to know what currently is available, because things change. There are new programs, there are new initiatives. But to actually hear someone's personal experience, I think, would be the absolute best thing for these families and individuals coming to Canada.
When you think about it, it's easier to relate to someone who's similar to you. And oftentimes, refugees that come from Syria, they've been traumatized. They've been exposed to difficult circumstances. And relating to a government official or someone who doesn't fully understand the extenuating circumstances that they've been exposed to can make it difficult for these individuals to communicate with someone like that. So by having individuals who are similar to them and having individuals who've gone through the same things, it can oftentimes be more effective. It can be a more effective way for the refugees to feel like they can have someone to relate to. And that can lead to a long-lasting relationship. And perhaps that could be a way of looking into implementing a long-term policy, having the voices of these refugees who've been in Canada for quite a period of time come out and speak about their experience, talk about the resources that were made available to them, make suggestions as to what policies should be implemented in order to better help assist these refugees, I think would be a great way in terms of looking at what should be further done in order to promote a society that not only helps the refugees, but builds a strong community. I have to say that as a Polish Canadian, I'm very proud of being a Canadian, and I'm very proud of the work that the government is doing in terms of helping these refugees. As you mentioned, a lot of these Syrian refugees are exposed to difficult circumstances, and some of them, when they come to Canada, they don't want to go back to Syria, even if there are changes that have taken place in Syria. They would prefer to stay in Canada as a result of all of the opportunities that are made available to them. I think that having more of these citizens who were refugees come out and talk about their experience, come out and be involved in various conferences, events, roundtables, is not only doing a justice to the refugees who are currently refugees, but it's also a way of helping current members of the community who are not refugees. It's helping these individuals obtain a better understanding as to what it is to go through the process of moving from Syria to Canada. And not necessarily Syria, there are other parts of the world where people come from. There are different categories of refugees. There are climate refugees as well. So understanding the different categories of refugees and then understanding what more can be done, I think, is not only crucial to helping these refugees, but it's crucial for all of the members of our community to be able to come together to talk about these issues. And diversity and multiculturalism is immense here in Canada. And it continues to grow. And I think that's the beauty behind our country, is that we are so diverse. We are strong. We do help individuals that are in need of support when it comes to being provided with a country, being provided with a place to stay, a place to live where your voice is heard, where democracy is freely made available to everyone. I think that that's something that everyone is thankful for. But moving forward, we want to have those who have gone through the process come out and talk more about their experience in order to not only help the refugees that are coming into our country, but to help members of the community better understand what more can be done in order to help these refugees, I think is the next step.
Exactly. I mean, the few articles that I skimmed through, I only tapped into because it's a part of my job to really monitor the daily news and to report on it and to make sure that whether it be for the chamber or for any other organization or my day job that I have to be responsible for, I come across these types of articles. But I cannot imagine that Syrian refugees that have just come to Canada have that same access to those articles or necessarily would even understand everything about it because it's obviously published in English.
Right.
So if you had conferences like this and maybe you did provide a speaker who spoke the language as well, and anyone that would be speaking in English could also provide their topics or the subjects they would be covering in advance so that there could be translated copies printed out for everyone in attendance so they could truly understand what is going on. But also going that additional step, because I do believe that Canada is in a very strong position for assisting these refugees, and we have really welcomed them to our nation and we are providing opportunities. But the next step is creating that mentorship program where you are connecting them to refugees that have already settled in Canada. They have been here for many years. But going beyond that, we have citizenship judges. Obviously, the ones that are currently in their roles are not going to have as much time, but we have many citizenship judges that are retired or have moved on to other positions, but still retain that knowledge. And if there's anyone else other than previous refugees that have successfully integrated into Canada that could provide real advice, would be citizenship judges. They are aware of every step of the process, whether you are a refugee or if you are an immigrant. They understand how to facilitate your permanent citizenship, what process, what steps, what criteria do you need to fill out either as an individual or a family in order to obtain Canadian citizenship. Those are the types of people that need to be connected with refugees. And I think that's a critical step that the Canadian government needs to either fund or allocate to people that are willing to volunteer their time. Whatever it may be the case, I think without that, it will turn out to be another short-term solution that was talked about by our two speakers over and over again. A lot of these solutions are short-term based. And if we are accepting these refugees, and we are, then we as well need to think of a long-term solution within our own borders, not even thinking about the international relations and the Syrian war, but long-term solutions for the refugees that we have accepted.
As you mentioned, involving the expertise of citizenship judges would be highly effective in terms of perhaps implementing a long-term strategy, a long-term goal. Your father, Wojciech Śniegowski, was previously a citizenship judge. And for those who are interested in learning more about some of the advice that Mr. Śniegowski has to provide, we did complete a previous interview, which has been posted under the Global Horizons program. I have to say that it's been a pleasure speaking with you about these issues, and I highly value your input. I think you provided valuable advice in terms of what next steps should be taken in terms of developing a strong long-term goal here in Canada. And not only in Canada, but other countries can then look at this advice. They can look at perhaps possible strategies for the long term.
Definitely. I think that's the way that our country needs to think at this moment. We've already progressed really quickly and I believe in a relatively smart fashion, but we will only be able to maintain our status and our ability if we continue to think about what else we need to do, whether it's from an organizational point of view or from the government. We are so rich with resources that we have to tap into them.
Sophia, would you like to leave any final words with our listeners today?
Just that there are so many opportunities provided to all of us. I would highly recommend either donating, sponsoring, or volunteering, whether it's joining a committee where you can be truly active within an organization, or if you will be a volunteer on the ground. Perhaps you're actually interested in going abroad and getting a sense of what is going on in these more drastic states. We have the Canadian Red Cross. There are ways to get engaged. So I recommend to all of you, again, find an issue, find a cause that you care about. It does not have to be the Syrian crisis. It can be anything that is close to your heart and contribute your time.
There are so many associations and organizations out there. Sophia, I do want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do another interview with me. I have to say that as a member of the NATO Association of Canada, we're very lucky to have you. The photography that you did for our conference was really greatly appreciated, and I have to say that we really do look forward to collaborating with you on more upcoming projects, and I just want to sincerely thank you for this interview. And for those of you who are listening, Sophia and I will complete another interview discussing the roundtable that was held here at the NATO Association of Canada. And the roundtable was called Afghanistan Today. So tune in to our next episode. Thank you again.
Thank you.